to a completely different story. Some Wellington apartment owners are facing financial ruin as the cost of meeting earthquake-proof standards has skyrocketed. In many cases, the original quotes for the work had to be done are 10 times higher after new standards were introduced by the government. In order for the buildings to comply with new safety standards, apartment owners are facing bills between $240,000 and $400,000. One such owner is Geraldine Murphy. She also addressed a select committee in support of a petition asking for a review of the earthquake-prone building provisions in the Building Act 2004 because they were deemed unfair. Geraldine, kia ora, welcome to the show.
Kia ora.
Well, let's start with your role. So you're the president of the Wellington Inner City Ratepayers Group, which was formed especially to deal with this earthquake-proofing issue?
I'm actually now the spokesperson on seismic matters for
right.
the Inner City Wellington Group. Mm. It was, wasn't formed specifically for this topic, but it has always been one of the main topics that we've been lobbying on since it was formed in 2008. So it's been a big issue for Wellington owners since then.
So just looking at, just straight up, looking at the raw numbers, you own an apartment, you're an owner-occupier perhaps, and all of a sudden an invoice comes in to strengthen. You've got, what are the numbers? You're looking at something like 400 grand of some people?
Some people are. It does vary greatly on the building, each building so particular, and the cost and solutions are therefore quite specific as well. The average cost of just in a survey, the average cost of strengthening a loan is, we estimate, around, I think it's around $220,000, including GST. But if you worked out the full cost of strengthening per owner, and that included their share of all the investigation work and all the potentially out of, they may have to relocate while the work is going on, it's getting up much higher than that. And some in our survey, people were estimating, I think, just over 300,000 was the average that people were saying, this is what it's going to cost me to, in full cost, to do this work.
If you don't have that money lying around or in savings, of which a lot of people won't have, you've got 7.5 years to get that money together, what happens?
Well, 7.5 years applies to specific buildings that are deemed to be priority buildings. So, yes, that creates an issue. Well, the government in the budget last year, 2019, allocated a total of $23.3 million, with $10 million of that over 4 years being for loans. But they were for a targeted group of people, those people who could not get the money anywhere else, mainly because they were retired, had no way of servicing a mortgage. But there are other people who aren't eligible for that loan, that scheme, which isn't available yet anyway, because they may have had to move out because they couldn't sell their apartment, they've had to relocate for work or whatever reason. So they're now renting out their apartment. They're not covered. Other people are using their savings and their retirement savings to pay for it, or having to get extending their mortgages if they can to pay for their to pay for this work. So it's a huge financial burden being placed on people.
And to those who say, Geraldine, that these are private dwellings, why should the government stump up the money?
Well, it's interesting that in our survey, one of those, and we were just still doing analysis, but quite a large number of the individuals that responded felt that this was a shared public and private benefit from this. I mean, the legislation was, I believe, primarily driven from public safety perspective, because the residential impacts and the residential owners were never addressed specifically as an owner group in that legislation. And there's quite different impacts. So, but notwithstanding that, the survey indicates that, the owners who have responded, we had 99 responses that we can use, half of them thought it should be a shared responsibility. It's a shared benefit, public-private benefit, and there should be a shared responsibility to bear the cost and bear the risks. These are huge construction projects being managed by people who are not developers or, have those skills necessarily to manage these size projects. multi-million dollar project for a whole building on behalf of 10, 20, 30 other owners.
Well, thank you very much for enlightening us on the issue, Geraldine, and we'll keep abreast of that particular issue. Maybe if you have an apartment who is facing these sorts of costs, get in touch. Geraldine Murphy there from Wellington Inner City Ratepayers Group. Michelle Bogue, a lot of money to stump up. What's your view on this, just briefly before we go to our next?
Look, I don't know whether the council has gone too far. I do know that those people are in a rock between a rock and a hard place, because they either spend the money, which they might not have, and then they're invested in that development for, you know, they might be near retirement and they might be invested in it for another 20 years to try and pay that money back. But you see, they can't sell it.
Yeah.
So it's a very difficult position. I don't think it would be a bad thing if those regulations were reviewed to make sure they are appropriate. You can never rule out risk. You can never put in place regulations which make something not at all risky under any conditions.
The problem is if you loosen a regulation that the experts have said that this is the level regulation we need, and then something happens, who carries the cost for this?
Absolutely.
The other thing is you've got to be concerned about precedent. And if we fix this issue up, what about the thousands of people that live on low-lying land around the coastal New Zealand? You know, I know Michelle thinks they can just adapt, but it is an issue. So we have to think about precedent. Yeah.